بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, my respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts. Small story, my dear respected friends, on the tears of a stone. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, whoever is in the heavens and the earth and whatever is therein recites his praise, in other words, makes the tasbih of Allah. The stones make it, the insects make it, the trees make it, the sand makes, everything makes the tasbih of Allah, including the moon, the stars, and the sun. Further in the ayat, Allah says, everything recites His praise, but you do not understand their tasbih, because the tasbih of each creation is different. Every one of them makes the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Nabi Musa alayhi salam passed by a stone which was shedding tears in profusion. When Nabi Musa alayhi salam asked the stone to explain why it was crying so much, the stone replied, "I was overtaken with fear since the time I heard the ayat. Its fuel will be people and stones." In other words, Jahannam's fuel will be people and stones. The stone feared that it would also be cast into Jahannam. It is for that reason that the stone began to cry, that possible it will also be cast into the fire of Jahannam, and kept on crying. Nabi Musa alayhi salam supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save the stone from being cast into Jahannam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam comforted the stone and it stopped crying. After a considerable period of time, when Nabi Musa alayhi salam happened to again pass by the spot, he was surprised to see the same stone crying in profusion. He asked, why are you now crying? The stone said, "O Musa, the glad tidings of my salvation was because of my crying. Why should I now abandon crying? I was by virtue of this crying that I had achieved the treasures of salvation." Therefore, my dear respected friends, the lesson we learn from this story is that we must never forget our past. We must always appreciate all the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did for us. At the same time, my dear respected friends, it must bring the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within ourselves. And at the same time, it must bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within ourselves. That is the sign of Iman. And that is the sign of complete Iman. Once a Sahaba was on his deathbed, passing away, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and asked him, "What are you experiencing?" So the Sahaba said, "I'm experiencing the fear of Allah, that because of my sins, I will be punished and thrown into the fire of Jahannam. But together, I got that love of Allah, that with His mercy, He will make me enter the gardens of Jannah." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him that your Iman is complete. So our Iman can only be complete if we have the fear and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a one-way track, that you only have fear or you only have love. We got to balance it off. So in our lives, let us learn to fear Allah for the sins that we have committed and the sins that we want to commit. That if we commit the sin, what will Allah say? What will Allah think? What will Allah do to us? And at the same time, the good deeds we do. Then, let us say, because of the good deeds, Allah will have mercy upon us. And through this mercy, Allah will make us enter the gardens of paradise. My dear respected friends, every Nabi that came to this earth had enemies. Every single one of them. Amongst the community, you had people that followed them obediently and became successful followers of those Nabis and became Jannatis in return. But at the same time, they had opposition. In the time of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a group known as the Munafiq, the hypocrites. These hypocrites, when they used to come into the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahabas, they used to praise Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no Nabi like you, you are so nice, you are like this. But the minute they left the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they began condemning and speaking evil of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a whole surah in the Quran on the hypocrites, Surah Munafiq. Take the tafsir, read about it, it's lengthy, we don't have the time for that. My dear respected friends, the same applies in this Khanqah. There are a lot of brothers that are sitting here that hate me. Why they hate me is because Shaitan is making them hate me. Why Shaitan is making them hate me? Because Shaitan know that if they have to love me and follow those instructions that are given, the advices that are given, they will come onto the track and they go to Jannah. And he lose clutch of them. So to keep them in his clutches, he builds that hatred in the heart of many that are in this gathering. My dear respected friends, does me no favor if you have love for me or you have hate for me. I don't grow not a millimeter bigger or smaller. I am what I am. So my dear respected friends, be very, very wary for those a ploy of Shaitan, and don't get caught up in the ploy of Shaitan. Now, my dear respected friends, on Saturdays we are always speaking about death. Die, we all are going to die. Nobody going to escape from it. Some die good, some die bad. I take off my hat, really, for Farooq that passed away yesterday. First of all, he died of ulcers, which is a stomach illness, which the hadith say, from any stomach illness that you die as a shaheed. So he died as a shaheed. Secondly, he was a musafir, he traveled away from home to come for the etikaf. While in the etikaf, how much istighfar he must have made, how much sins he stayed away from. And in that position, he passed away. He passed away on a blessed night of the 27th of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. Then let us not forget that the hadith mentions to us that during the month of Ramadan, the doors of Jahannam are closed, they shut, and the doors of Jannah are open. Now, when he went yesterday, he went straight to Jannah. That is somebody that has fortunately died a very, very good death. May Allah make it possible for us to die in the same way. Now, my dear respected friends, we should always remember that Allah has mentioned in many ayats of the Quran Kareem, Inna Shaitana lakum aduwwum mubeen fattakhidhuhu aduwa. That most certainly Shaitan is your open enemy and treat him as your open enemy. And the Shaitan is going to keep on needling us till the day we die, till the day our souls come out of our bodies. Therefore, my dear respected friends, never ever trust Shaitan. Never ever trust your carnal desire. They're always going to mislead you. Now I need you to answer one question that I ask. My dear respected friends, is there anybody in this gathering that can stand up and say that in my life I haven't committed not one single sin? Nobody. How many shaitans made you commit that sin? One shaitan. Now when you're laying on your deathbed, For Shaitan to complete his vow that he made with Allah, that he will mislead all mankind and take them to Jahannam, all of them. And he's doing an excellent job in this time and era. Now, when you are on your deathbed, one shaitan is not going to come to mislead you. The whole army of shaitan is going to come. If you could not ward off one shaitan by committing sins in this world, at the time of death, how are you going to ward off that whole army of shaitan? Answer that question. How are you going to do it? Think. Think again, my dear respected friends. And if you are not going to die with iman, then forever and ever you are going to burn in the fire of Jahannam. That is the reason why shaitan will come with all his army, and he will come with so many proofs, like this, like that, like that. If you just fall for one of them, gone for good. So my dear respected friends, we might as well make our beds in Jahannam. Come, think. Then to have an evil, bad death is according to how you live and what you did in this dunya. Like we mentioned before, the way you live, that's the way you're going to die. And the way you die, that's the way you will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. This is the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can't be living a life of sin and die like a pious person. Or live a life of a pious person and die like an evil person. The way you live, that's the way you're going to die. So how do you want to die? You can choose yourself, my dear respected friends. I know of our Buzurganadeen, our pious elders, being such great awliya, friends of Allah, used to always ask whoever they meet to make two du'as for them. One is khatima bil khair, meaning that my end be a good end, that I die nicely. Like the hadith mentions, to take a strand of hair out of flower. How easily does it come out? In comparison to having a wicked and a bad death, they take a silken cloth, put it into a thorny bush, and then pull the silken cloth out. My dear respected friends, we all know what that silken cloth will be. Now you choose how you want your soul to come out. That I can't choose for you, nor can I make it, or nor can I mold it, or anybody mold it. You can only mold it yourself. I know of people that used to be in Sakarat, in the pangs of death for over 24 hours. Can you imagine what torture they must be going through in that 24 hours? And I know of people that really hair coming out of flowers so easily and nicely. So choose the way you want it. Now there are four things that will bring wicked death to you. Number one, neglecting the five daily salah. Like Hafiz Bashir Nurgat spoke about it this morning, that you wait after a little while, after a little while, after a little while, and the next thing you realize that the time is gone. So you have neglected that salah. When you continue always neglect salah, remember that you are going to get a wicked death. You're going to get a bad death. You are going to get a painful death. Second group is those that take intoxicants. Come, my brothers, taking drugs. Keep on taking it, no problem. You die a bad death, you suffer pain, difficulty, hardship, you know why you got it, okay? Because you didn't want to stop drugs. Make tawbah today. Inshallah, Allah give you tawfiq tomorrow. And really, you can have a pleasant death with the way you've built it to be. The third one is those that are disobedient to their parents. My dear respected friends, I take the oath of Allah, Wallahi al-Azim, I have seen in my life ulama that get up every single morning and read three paras of the Quran in tahajjud. Thereafter make the barah tasbih zikr. Very punctual on the salah, very punctual on everything. They died a young age, wicked, bad, painful death. Why? Because they were very disobedient to their parents. Never look after their parents. I saw it with my own eyes, my dear respected friends. So any of us, we spoke about it yesterday, we are speaking about it today, that if any of us were disobedient to our parents, let's turn the card over now. Ask them for forgiveness. If they are late now, they have passed away, then let us send Isale Sawab for them and make dua for them. And the fourth one is harming any Muslim that we all involved in. Let us avoid harming any Muslim, otherwise we are going to get a wicked death. Now, my dear respected friends, we need a guarantee. And if you can get this guarantee, then we know we are going to have a good, easy death. Who wants those guarantees? All. Don't come for nothing. You got to work for it. But I'm going to show you how to get it. Allah never speaks a lie. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never speaks a lie. It's because of my very frequent traveling. Sometimes I'm only at 6 days at home. I don't get, somebody did bring up this, that the hadith that is going to be mentioned to you is not a hadith, it's a fabricated thing. It is not a fabricated, it is a sahih hadith. As soon as I find it, inshallah, whoever wants to know thereafter, please give your names to Ustad. Ustad will have it, he'll tell you from where did we derive. But this hadith is a sahih hadith and it works. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whoever wishes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah with his iman intake, must every day after Maghrib Salah read two rakats after the two sunnah of Maghrib, and in each rakat he must read Surah Fatiha, Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, Kul a'udhu bin nas. And in the second rakat, read the very, very same surah. There is pamphlets of the Khanqah which is printed, collected. It has the method how to read this too. Now we start with our intention things. My dear respected friends, make intention. After your Maghrib, faras that you have read, that the two rakats, sunnah that you are reading, the more intention you make, and whatever intentions you make for, you get reward for it. So you make intention, O Allah, I am reading two rakats of sunnat of Maghrib, and with it, I am joining two rakats of Awwabin. And in the first rakat, like Mawlana Baracha had mentioned, read Kul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, in the second, Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. You'll get the sawab if you made intention of making amal on a sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say that you can join these two together. Though on the radio I heard one Mufti giving the fatwa that it is not permissible. Sorry to say. Sorry to be rude. Sorry to be bad. Tell that Mufti, he must take that masala and shove it in his back pocket. It don't apply to us. Because the more intentions you make, the more sawab you get. So my dear respected friends, you read your two sunnah, but at the same time you made two awabin intention. Thereafter you read this two nafal. But remember that the hadith also puts a condition to it, that you must not speak to anybody. You must not speak to anybody. Now if you had the control in the etikaf not to speak, Wallahi al-Azim, you will not speak to anybody. But if you had that not control of speaking, when you are told not to speak in the etikaf, you let via your back, you just let it go. It will flow like the rivers. You one can control, you want to speak, you just want to speak because you've got a habit of speaking. You never control it. Now that is a condition. Now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are putting all these conditions that you can follow them to get this great, is a great benefit, is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to die with iman. So you have to work for it, you don't come for nothing. Keep quiet, you get it. Don't keep quiet, don't get it. Finish. Klah. Okay, now you read the two nafil. Make intention of reading the two nafil to save your iman, and with it two rakats of awabin. Like we have mentioned in the first rakat, read Surah Fatiha, Qul a'udhu birabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu birabbin nas. In the second rakat, the same thing. Then, my dear respected friends, how much awabin have you read now? Four rakats. Then the next two rakats, add just two rakats. For the minimum awabin that you can read is six rakats. So you've already read four rakats, so read two rakats of awabin. So they have made six rakats. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, whoever reads awabin will get the reward of worshipping Allah for 12 years. So every day, Maghrib time, you get 12 years reward of worshipping Allah. Come. Don't throw your good deeds away, my friends. Go one little extra mile and read the two rakats. Now the people that got objection are shaitani people that got objection regarding this hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi was known as a walking library of Darul Uloom Deoband. Allah had given him such a powerful memory that the Nurul Izzah or Kuduri, one of the two kitabs, I can't remember exactly which it is, which is taught in all the Darul Uloom in India, Pakistan, South Africa, in the third year, and that kitab was not available. There was only one single copy in a library in Egypt. He took the journey to Egypt and he asked them that he wants to read this kitab. Sitting in the library, he read the kitab from cover to cover. He came back to India, wrote the whole kitab and sent it for correction. Not a single mistake. It is also said, Ustaz, today I'm going to go a bit longer, sorry. It is also said that when Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi wanted to build this Darul Uloom Deoband, then he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took a stick and marked off where the foundation of this institution must be. When he came the next day, he saw that those marks were really there in reality. And it is said that he dreamt that there is a well in Darul Uloom Deoband known as the Molsari Well. It really got a miracle, that Molsari Well. In the hottest of summer, there the temperatures go to 50, 54 degrees centigrade, not Fahrenheit, centigrade. It is so hot. But if you take a glass and you fill it with the Molsari water, then when you put something cold in a glass, you see the vapor on the sides. That is how the vapor comes onto that glass. In winter, it is bitterly cold there. Still too, that water comes out warm from the Molsari Well. It's a miracle of Darul Uloom Deoband. Now at the Molsari Well, Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi, the founder, was dreaming, how he dreamed, that there are many students that came with big, big, small, small, all sizes of dishes, where he was distributing milk. Milk in a dream signifies knowledge. And then he saw that one student came with such a big dish. And when the students came and take admission, he noticed that this was Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri that I saw in my dream that came with that huge, big dish. And he was really called a walking library. Now let's get back to our air. He has written that this formula that has been mentioned to you, he has said that you read in the first rakat only Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak. And in the second rakat you read Kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Don't get mixed up now, please. That is his research that he took out from the hadith. So when you come to your fifth and sixth rakat, make a double intention. Now one intention you made on the two rakats before. Now make again. That, oh Allah, I'm reading in the first rakat, Qul a'udhu bil falaq, in the second one, Qul a'udhu bin nas. Inshallah, by doing this, the guarantee will stand that you will die with iman. What is going to happen when you're on your deathbed? Allah is going to send angels to protect you. If you do this every day, I guarantee you, my dear respected friends, Allah will make you change your lives, that you can you start making amal of a jannati, and you keep away from the amals and the actions of jahannamis, the inmates of hell. But you got to do it every single day, and don't decide to go and do it at home because you're not going to do it. After your Maghrib Salah, stay in the masjid, stay put and do it. Till you're not finished, don't leave. Now, my dear respected friends, you died with iman, lucky, shukr, alhamdulillah. You are going to go to Jannah because you died with iman. But you still got one more hurdle to go past, and that is the grave, which can either be a garden from the gardens of paradise or a pit from the pit of hell. What do you want to make your grave? You can carve it and make what you want out of it. The punishment of the grave is haq, mentioned in the Quran and the ahadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we don't want to bring our faith and iman in it. We think we're going to get scot-free from everything. No, my dear respected friends, you're not going to get scot-free. You've got to prepare for that grave to be a garden. If you're not going to prepare it, it's not going to become. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his very, very kindness, has asked us to read two surahs every single day. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever slept until when he did not read these two surahs. One is the 32nd surah of the Quran al-Kareem, Alif Lam Mim Sijda, which has one sijda in it, which is read on Friday in the Fajr Salah in the first rakat. And the second one is Surah Tabarak, which is the first surah of the 29th Subara. Those two surahs will intercede for you in the grave, and it will save you from the punishment of the grave. It is also written in this pamphlet, collect it and read it. But my dear respected friends, read it between Maghrib and Isha. For if you read it between Maghrib and Isha, our spiritual mentor has mentioned in Fazail-e-Quran that whoever reads these two surahs between Maghrib and Isha, Allah will give them the reward of Laylatul Qadr. So every single night you'll get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Every single night, if you read these six rakats, you will get the reward of worshipping Allah for 12 years. Allah is giving it to you free. Take it. You don't know in the year after how much you're going to need it. My dear respected friends, we apologize for last night's party, the meal. We had prepared for 600 people and over 1,000 came. That's why the food ran a bit short. Sorry. Next time we'll make now for over 1,000 people, then 1,500 will come, then we still run short. So we don't win. But anyway, we forgive you. Please forgive us for the food not going all round and it running short. My dear respected friends, on Tuesday after Asr, after the talk, there will be a khatm of the Quran for all those people that will be making the khatm of the Quran. You must read the Quran till Kul Huwallah. You will only read in this gathering Kul Huwallah, Kul A'udhu Bil Falaq, Kul A'udhu Bin Nas. And we are only going to allow three khatams. Previously, we used to have 21 khatams to make, but the time is too lengthy. We don't have that much of time. So remember, there's only three khatams that we will accept from you. If you got anything more than three, sorry, complete it before you come to the majlis. Now, if you got one khatam, two khatams, or three khatams, that is where the men here in this gathering and the ladies in the back, please send your names to Maulana Muhammad Varachia. Then he will tell you how we are going to make that khatam on the last day. So please remember, whoever is making khatam, one, two or three, give your names to Maulana Muhammad Varachia that I'm making one khatam, or I'm making two khatams, or I'm making three khatams, so that he can make the preparations for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us.